across Australia. This is RN. You're on Books and Arts with Michael Cathcart, where it's time now for Top Shelf. And we're going to hear now from the Australian novelist and teacher Stephen Orr, who's written 5 novels and a book of true crime on Adelaide's underworld of murders. The Nobel laureate Patrick White is one of Orr's favourite writers, as we found out when we chatted with him for our Top Shelf segment.
One of the first objects that I've had for years and years and years is a first edition 1961 copy of Patrick White's Riders in the Chariot. I'd read the book. In fact, I've read everything Patrick White wrote. I'm a bit obsessed with White. But this particular book, I sometimes find old books seem to have more smell, resonance, permanence. I really don't know what I'm trying to say there, but it's just an object I've always loved. I originally found it in a nursing home. It had obviously been sitting there unread for a very, very long time, and I made an offer to the people that ran the nursing home, and they let me have it for a very small amount of money. So that's just a book I always go back to and have a look at. Apart from being a brilliant story, it's the object itself. I have an old newspaper. This is dated March 31, 1945. I inherited this. It's a lovely old newspaper. It's got a lovely smell again. You might see there's a bit of a theme developing here. It's covered with news. What I love about it, it's the news. So this was 1945. This was the newspaper that Keith Murdoch was soon about to send Rupert to Adelaide to save from oblivion. And Rupert started his career. So March 31, 1945, front page, covered in thousands and thousands of words of information, actual real journalism. Anyway, so there's headlines like 45 U-boats taken in Baltic port, and it describes, you know, Danzig and what's going on there. But the other thing about newspapers is it's just not the big stories of the day, it's the small stories of the day. And so you go to the back of the newspaper and there's the Who's Getting Married Today section, and I actually copied out a quote here. The bride will wear a white lace gown with a heart-shaped neckline and a gathered skirt merging into a long train. Her tulle veil will have a coronet of roses and forget-me-nots. It's just lovely. It tells you about what people valued back then, you know, 70-odd years ago nearly. The other one was a song. It's by Handel. I have a lot of favourite composers. Handel's one of them. The song is Let Me Weep, and I have the Italian here. And Let Me Weep, very well-known piece. The reason why I remember it is part of my development is I did a science degree, but then I wanted to do something creative, so I enrolled in the conservatorium here, and I did a year of studying music, and they actually made us study Rinaldo, the I think it's 1711 Handel opera, and Let Me Weep was one of the pieces we had to forensically pull apart and study and see how Handel wrote it. Of course, it's a beautiful piece of music, but the funny thing is, at the time, I really resented the fact that I loved music and we were being made to take it apart and study it, which is one of the reasons I didn't continue. But it's funny that years later you actually hear this music again and you have a really, really deep connection to it.
Music of Handel, bringing to an end Stephen Orr with his Top Shelf picks. And Stephen's latest novel is called One Missing Boy, and that one is published by Text.